Sheikh Nazim of Cyprus. The rising day belongs to Islam. The rising day belongs to the just. Truth has come and falsehood has vanished. For this reason, don't be hopeless. Believers, give your hearts to Allah. His Highness Sheikh Nazim al-Kabrusi was born in Larnaca, Cyprus, on the 23rd of April, 1922. The full name of this blessed person, known as Sheikh Nazim al-Kabrusi, meaning Sheikh Nazim of Cyprus, is actually Muhammad Nazim Adil al-Kabrusi al-Haqqani. His maternal line goes back to Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi, the founder of the Mawlaviya Sufi order. His father was one of the exceptional people, blessed with Islamic moral values. His Highness Sheikh Nazim, who is known for always having a smiling countenance and being very patient, spent his childhood with his grandfather, an Islamic scholar in Cyprus at the time, and received his basic Islamic education from him. This initial education was instrumental in his being very gentle and fond of people, inviting them to Allah's path with his joyful face and pleasant conversation. His Highness Sheikh Nazim began studying chemical engineering at the Istanbul University Bayezid campus in 1940. In 1944, he went to Tripoli, Trablus, the second largest city in Lebanon, where he made the acquaintance of the Mufti of Tripoli, Sheikh Munir al-Malik, one of the Islamic scholars of his period. At the same time, he came to know Abdullah ad-Dagestani, a well-known Islamic scholar of the time, and took part in his conversations. The education that His Highness Sheikh Nazim received from his grandfather and from Abdullah ad-Dagestani led him to come to possess a profound knowledge of Islamic moral values. His Highness Sheikh Nazim then embarked on European visits in 1974, meeting and talking with people from any culture or faith during those years and trying to introduce them to religious moral values. He is loved by hundreds of thousands of people all over the world, and thousands are keen to benefit from his conversations. The reason why he is so popular is that he elaborates on religious moral values in a very sincere, warm, and lively way, and possesses enormous tolerance and always approaches everyone with the love and fear of Allah with a smiling and cheerful face. His Highness Sheikh Nazim undertook his first trip to America in 1991, visiting some 15 different states. There, he met Muslims, Christians, Jews, and members of other faiths, and told them of the moral values of Islam. His second trip to the U.S. came in 1993, when he visited many cities and towns, and took time to visit the mosques, churches, and synagogues in them. In this way, he was instrumental in bringing more than 10,000 people whom he met in North America to Islam in a very short period of time. In 1993, he opened the Haqqani Convention and Retreat Center in the city of Fenton in the American state of Missouri to hold seminars and dialogues. Thousands of his students who had adopted his moral values as a role model then traveled to other countries to tell others what they had learned from him. This fervent movement took the name of the Grand Opening. In 1996, His Highness Sheikh Nazim began his Far Eastern visits, traveling to important cities in Brunei, Malaysia, Singapore, India, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka. He met with eminent figures in all the countries he visited and was received by statesmen and leading individuals in all of them. By means of his knowledge, modesty, approach to other people, and deep devotion to Allah under all circumstances, he was welcomed with affection and deep respect by everyone who saw him. His Highness Sheikh Muhammad Nazim Adil al-Kabrusi currently welcomes and addresses guests from all over the world who visit his home, which is in the form of a madrasa in Lefke, Cyprus. Despite being 88 years old, he still strives with esteemed efforts to encourage people to live by the all-embracing moral values of the Quran all over the world. Sheikh Nazim al-Qabrusi. We are not at the beginning of the world. We are the communities of the end times. We are the communities of the Prophet of the end times. We came neither in the beginning nor in the middle. We came at the end. The time we could come is the end of times. The owner of the time is, inshallah, close. The coming of the owner of the time is close. The world will change. There is no other alternative. We are getting closer to the day of judgment. The length of a single day in the sight of Allah is 1,000 years. That means the life of the communities of Allah is 1,500. Now, we are in the 1400s. It is 1432. Allah knows its meaning. May Allah make our end blessed. They could not comprehend what Almighty Allah's will is, and now they have come into that half a day. With the appearance of the portents of the Day of Judgment, such as the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, who is the owner of the time, and Jesus, peace be upon him, descending, the end of the world comes. Adnan Akhtar, Mashallah, notice that my Sheikh sent me a present. He has a house more than 200 years old. The garden is full of mandarin and orange trees. He has a very beautiful garden, mashallah. He sent me quite a lot of mandarin from there, mashallah. They smell very nice, very beautiful, mashallah. He says, this time is the time. There are 70 years. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, is alive now. Jesus, peace be upon him, is also alive, inshallah. Sheikh Nazim al-Qabrusi. There are 70 years until the Day of Judgment. It has drawn closer. Many portents have appeared. The world will turn into a different one. It will change. The age in which we entered is the age of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. The help is close. We have remained without an owner. My Lord, send us an owner. We, Muslims, are without an owner. They do not know where to go. This is the case. Our Lord, send us an owner. May Allah grant him a long life and bless us with his presence, inshallah.
www.harunyahya.com